You're listening to the Orange Leaders audio blog. As a leader, you're influencing the faith and character of the next generation, and we want to help. On our blog, we've collected the best strategies, tips, and ideas from leaders around the world. Now, they're right here as an audio podcast. So enjoy.
Hi, my name's Brett Talley. I'm an Orange specialist, and my job is to help you win with the Orange strategy. Welcome to the Orange Leaders audio blog. Today's episode is brought to you by The Orange Tour, a 20-city nationwide tour for your entire family ministry team, including your volunteers. Momentum happens when everyone is moving together in one direction. Parents and small group leaders are working toward common goals. Staff and volunteers are compelled by a common vision. The church and the home are connected by a common strategy. An entire community is inspired to champion common values. Orange Tour 2018 will be an opportunity to reimagine the potential that you can have as one voice. Register or learn more at www.orangetour.org. In today's episode, Dexter Culbreth discusses the importance of celebrating and inspiring your volunteers. Sure, the very word volunteer communicates that they are willing to support our mission and fill the needs. They knew what they signed up for and decided to invest in this messy work. They know the stakes. We clarified what to expect during our orientation, and we keep a clear picture of our vision in front of them regularly. Volunteering in ministry is an honor. It's a privilege. We get to do this. There's so much more work to get done. So why do we need to spend time encouraging our volunteer leaders? They're so glad to serve. They even accepted a leading role, so they really know how much we value them. We probably don't think on these type of extreme levels. But in the busyness of doing ministry, we can often forget how invaluable our volunteer leaders truly are. We would not accomplish half of our goals without them. And if you have ever been a volunteer, you know how great it feels to be encouraged. As we continue to impact families, influence our communities, and shape the life of the next generation, let's not forget the ones who make it happen. Use these tips to inspire, celebrate, and encourage your volunteers. First, initiate. If our leading volunteers come to us first for encouragement, we have missed an opportunity. Being proactive makes all the difference. Making time in our schedules to connect individually and in groups with our leaders will prove to be a tremendous encouragement. Hosting meaningful quarterly gatherings for our lead volunteers provides a consistent gauge of where they are. But even more, consistent one-on-one interactions for touching base with each other provides depth. Time is our most valuable asset. So adding volunteer leaders to our schedules communicates their value and our desire to invest in them. Second, share stories. Seeing the fruit of your labor is fuel for your engine. Knowing that the work you put in actually did something makes you want to do it even more. So when stories make their way to you about some life-changing experience, make sure it gets back to those who had a part to play in it. Though the day may have been rough and exhausting, hearing how someone's life was impacted makes for a happy ending. Capture as many stories as possible. That is probably one of the most important things you can do. Next, be honest. Sometimes it can be hard to find good volunteers. It can be even harder to find good volunteer leaders. Scarcity can make us do crazy things. Lying and omission are two of them. It's not that bad that she does that, or it's not the end of the world that he leads that way, are two statements that we need to do away with. Almost everyone appreciates honesty, especially when approached in a loving way. Let's not pat our leaders on the back just to keep them. Giving constructive criticism is a form of encouragement. Our leaders will be grateful that we chose to help them do better instead of saying nothing and therefore keeping them from meeting expectations. Fourth, be specific. Specificity provides clarity. General encouragement feels good, but specific encouragement feels great. Sharing our appreciation for the job that they did does not send the same signal as sharing appreciation for the great job they did at doing a specific thing. What a breath of fresh air it is for our leaders to know the specific ways that they connected with that family and made a huge impact. Even outside of their service times, sharing something specific that you observed while they spoke to their kids takes encouragement to the next level. And the last tip, thank you. At a bare minimum, we must thank our leading volunteers. These two words are incredibly powerful. However, their power is limited to the sincerity of the one saying them. A sincere thank you can turn someone's day around. As mentioned before, specificity helps with that. It's not just a thank you when it's specific. Encouragement will never go out of style. It's contagious. So let's continue to do it and watch it spread. At Orange, we are for your team, which is why we created this audio blog. Did this episode have an idea that someone on your team needs to hear? Well, pass it along. When your team experiences fresh insight and new ideas together, it creates a team synergy that is powerful and lasts week after week after week. If you're looking for ways to grow and connect as a team, join us at this fall's Orange Tour. Register or learn more at theorangetour.org. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Orange Leaders audio blog. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You can also find the audio blog on Google Play, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, and SoundCloud. Subscribing is the easiest way to have fresh ideas delivered to you 5 times a week. Also, help us spread the word and support more leaders like you by leaving a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And if you'd like more free resources to help you become an Orange Leader, such as audio trainings from Carrie Newhoff and Reggie Joyner, sign up to receive our emails at www.orangeleaders.com.